Okay, good evening, everybody. This is Grace Aaron. I'm the chair of the National Board. I also convened this meeting of the Governance Committee, the National Governance Committee. Today is June 13th, 2019. It's now 5:37 p.m., and we'll get started. I'm going to read down the list of members of this committee, and then we'll see who's here, who isn't here, and who else is on this call, who should be on the list, who maybe isn't. So I'm Grace Aaron from KPFK. Michael Adler, are you here?
I'm here, yep.
Okay, Michael Adler is from KPFK. Gary Bose from Cerebral Radio, are you here, Gary? Don't hear Gary. King Downing from WBAI, are you here, King? Don't think he's here. Donald Goldmacher from KPFA?
I am here.
Good. Michael Novick from KPFK? Okay, not here. Venetia Patel Adams from KPFT? Venetia's not here. Rick Potoff from KPFT?
I'm here.
Good. Eileen Rosin from WPFW?
I am here.
Good. James Sagerton from WBAI? James, are you here? Okay. Noni Session from KPFA?
Here.
Good. Aki Tanaka from KPFA?
I'm here.
Good. John Williams, well, John Williams is no longer on the LSB from WPFW, so we'll have to take his name off. Lewis Wolf from WPFW?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Very good. All right, that's all the names I have. I know Bill Crozier is also on the call and should be on the list.
I think you left
Bill?
Michael Whiteoff.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed you. Yes, Michael D.D. White from WBAI.
I am here.
Who's here? Good. Okay. Sorry about that. Bill Crozier?
Yes, I'm here.
And Maxie Jackson. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Maxie Jackson, who's our executive director, and Bill Crozier from KPFT. Let me ask a question.
Yeah, can I just yeah. – I'm sorry, Grace, because I was still setting up a little chart. I'm not sure I got everybody.
Okay.
Gary Bose, is Gary here?
Gary is not here.
Not here. How about Venetia is not here?
No. Bill, I was going to ask Bill. Bill, is Venetia Patel Adams on this committee, do you know?
Yes, the LSB elected her, and Rick. Rick's here.
Okay.
She missed
okay.
the LSB meeting last night, too, so I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there. I haven't heard from her.
Though. And
okay.
I think Michael Novick is here. Is that right?
Michael Adler is here from KPFK.
Yeah.
I'm
okay,
not sure
but what about
Michael Novick. I don't think Michael Novick is on the call. Maybe
okay,
he'll join
he was
us
on
later.
Bill's he was on Bill's list. Okay, got him.
I think I mentioned him on the roll call. I believe
yeah,
he's out
I'm
of
just
town.
Checking, like I said. Okay.
Okay, that's
Thank
fine.
You.
That's fine. Very good. Is there anyone who should be on the list, the membership list, whose name I didn't call? I guess not. Okay, so the first thing we should do is set up an agenda for this meeting. Eileen, are you willing to be the secretary?
I can do that.
Just okay, great, wonderful. All right, an agenda. We had somebody, Bill Crozier, wanted to put bylaws amendments on the agenda. And is there, I think somebody mentions adding, Noni Session wanted to add something. Is that correct, Noni?
Yes, I did. I've been trying to get in touch with someone to talk about scheduling because I was assured if elected to the seat, that scheduling would be done in consultation with the wider group. And Memorial Day was already a challenge, and I rearranged the whole day for that. And then it was rescheduled to today, and I have a public speaking obligation in about 15 minutes. So I would like to clarify the route to group communication and scheduling and planning, because it inhibits effectiveness if one can't plan for this.
Good point. Yes, I had enthusiastically posted the last meeting and realized that it really wasn't properly noticed because the committees, the representatives from various stations had not been elected yet, and some of them had been elected between the time the notice was posted and the meeting itself, so they weren't properly noticed. So I felt it was most fair to cancel that meeting. I'm sorry about that. But now I think we have a working, we have basically all the people elected from every station. So I don't think it'll be a problem, except maybe for replacing Don Williams from WPFW. So we can make a schedule. I suggest we meet once a month. But let's take that up as the first agenda item, if that's okay with everybody. But let's not take it up now. We have to decide on the agenda first. So meeting dates and times for the governance committee will, I'm suggesting, be the first item on the agenda. Is that okay with you, Noni?
That would be really great.
Good. Then are there any other suggestions for the agenda? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Eileen to the stack.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I sent something around to everybody like 15 minutes ago. Sorry about that. But I thought it'd be great if we could talk about, or at least start talking about, organization of and access to Pacifica files and documents. You know, especially PNB and committee minutes, and also just talking with some of my PFW friends, that it would be very helpful to organize the assorted resolutions from, I don't know how far back we'd want to go, but pull them out and tag them or code them so they can be searched for or indexed. It came up because, you know, sometimes people pull out resolutions and say, this is the way it's supposed to be done because the PNB voted on it in 2012 and, you know, nobody's ever seen it. So it'd be great if we could kind of talk about how to deal with that.
Okay.
I think we should just call that point organization of and access to Pacifica files and documents.
Okay. Right. And how many minutes would you like to have for that on the agenda?
I don't know, 10, so people can weigh in.
Okay, 10 minutes.
You know, see what people's ideas are.
Okay. Any other agenda item suggestions?
Do we want to assign times to the scheduling item and the bylaws item?
Yeah. Why don't we give a... who's that?
Noni?
Who's that? Is that Noni?
Yes, it is. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I
yes,
wouldn't that item, and it drives me crazy when people make suggestions. But I think maybe for the beginning people, it might be helpful to cover and agree on the scope of this committee, given that all of the controversy around government affects a lot of the work that we're doing. So maybe if we could agree to what we're doing and what our intentions are and what our long-term goals are, even if that means working it out over several meetings. But I think that's a high priority to not simply take for granted what it is we're all here to do and how we want to approach it and what our measurable, tangible outcomes are supposed to be and what our timeline is for that intention.
Okay, so where would you like to place that on the agenda, and how much time would you like to give it in this meeting?
Well, like I said, because of the scheduling without regard to other people's schedule, I have a public speaking event in less than 15 minutes. So I don't know if...
Oh, okay. So we'll put it...
I feel like it's critical to make our labor really impactful and worth it.
Okay. All right. So why don't we start then with, how about giving it 5 minutes for this meeting, then carry it over possibly to other meetings? How does that sound, Noni?
That sounds really good.
Okay, and we should elect a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem as the first item of business on the agenda. I forgot about that. And why don't we give that 5 minutes? So if my memory is serving me, if that's okay with everyone. So if my memory is serving me, we will elect a chair and secretary pro tem just for this meeting or however the group wants to do it. And then the next order of business will be the meeting schedule for this committee. Then after that, and that will be, let's say, 5 minutes, then after that, the purview of this or the scope of this committee, as Noni elaborated, for 5 minutes. And then after that, some electronic files for minutes and documents and motions. That's Eileen's motion. And then after that, a discussion about the Pacifica bylaws, which I'm suggesting we place at the end because it may turn out to be a lengthier discussion. So that's the agenda so far. Anyone have any other suggestions or corrections or changes? Okay. Anyone opposed to this agenda? Okay, hearing no opposition, the first thing is chair and secretary pro tem. Any suggestions? I mean, I'm chairing now. I don't have to chair. If anyone would like to be the chair, I'm more than happy to step down. Anyone? No volunteers? Any nominations? Anyone like to nominate somebody else other than themselves? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. So, okay.
Yes.
So, for this meeting, is it okay with everyone that I be the chair pro tem?
Sure.
Yes.
Although, yes. I'll tell you the truth, I have a nomination. Bill, would you like to be the chair pro tem for this meeting?
Well, maybe pro tem, but I don't want to do it permanently. And I'd like to suggest that for national committees, it's really great to have some of the non-directors be the chair and secretary, because those of us on the PNB are on so many committees that, you know, we get spread pretty thin. So we can't devote a lot of time to the committee. But I don't mind chairing tonight.
Okay. All right. Yes, I agree with Bill. We are spread, PNB directors are spread pretty thin. So please, all of you who are on the LSB, not the PNB, consider stepping up to be either the chair or the secretary of this or any other committee. Okay, Bill, I'm going to nominate Bill. Bill, does anyone have any objection to Bill chairing this meeting as chair pro tem? I don't hear anybody. You ready to take over, Bill?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Go
you
ahead.
For convening and getting
Got
us
it.
Started, Grace. Okay.
Okay.
So, hearing no objections, then I guess I'm elected by acclamation for tonight. Any objections to that?
No, you're elected forever.
Okay. And do I? Okay. Now we're in we're open for nominations for secretary pro tem or permanent secretary.
Let's see, who's in this? Who's on this committee? I mean, I'll do it pro tem for tonight if nobody else steps up, but it'd be great if somebody else did.
That's Eileen?
This is Grace for the floor.
Okay, Grace.
Yeah, well, you know, Aki's a really good secretary. How about, would you like to do it, Aki?
Not today.
Oh, okay.
But I'll consider it. Yeah. Sorry,
okay.
I didn't do
Eileen.
It today.
Okay. Eileen
Aki's Aki's declined for tonight. So are there any other nominations, though, for pro tem secretary besides Eileen?
More volunteers, it would be great.
Yeah, you can name yourself. Okay, well, thank you for accepting, Eileen. Do I hear a motion to accept Eileen by acclamation for Secretary Pro Tem?
So sure. Moved.
Seconded.
I'm not sure who made that. Grace made the motion, I guess. And we don't need seconds in committees. So any objections? Okay, hearing none, then Eileen is elected as our Secretary Pro Tem. Thank you, Eileen. Okay, next on the agenda, I believe, was the scope of the committee. Was that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then scheduling. Scheduling.
Scheduling,
scheduling
is first.
Right, okay. I was trying to read numbers here. Okay, so, Noni, do you want to let us know what you're thinking about on that? Your suggestions?
What is the suggested set of scheduled dates?
Well, the topic was scheduling of committee meetings so that we can plan for them.
Yes. Did you
want to talk about that?
Yeah, and I've not been contacted by anyone in regard to scheduling, so I would like to talk about scheduling in advance so that I can plan for it and not have the situation that I'm in right now. So the original chair said that there was a suggestion of a monthly meeting, so maybe we could talk about that monthly date and see where that falls, and if that works.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment? Or have a suggestion?
This is Rick Potter. Why don't we just
okay,
meet
Rick.
The 13th of every month at 7 or 7:30?
The 13th or a specific day of the week?
The 13th.
Okay, because that may be on, like, next month.
Why?
It's a Saturday. Is that okay?
No.
This is Max.
I would prefer we do it, you know, if it's going to be the second Thursday of every month or something like that. That's mm-hmm. typically a little more convenient.
Do, I'm sorry, who is this?
Yeah. And I would prefer Michael. Monday.
That's Michael Adler from KPFK.
Okay. Sorry, I don't recognize everybody's voices.
No problem.
Okay, just looking at the calendar. The second Thursday of next month is the Web of PNB scheduled meeting already scheduled, and the WBI Finance Committee.
Yeah.
So
what about a Monday?
Usually the
schedule?
Could we do it like the third Thursday? Because I already have a meeting that when the fall starts, we'll resume on the second Thursday of every meeting month.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do Thursdays. Mondays would work for myself.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is great.
This is Max. What about Wednesday?
Okay, Max, you suggest Wednesday. And I'll note that the second Wednesday is taken by a lot of LSBs as a regular meeting day, but other mm-hmm. Wednesdays, there's nothing for July other than July 10th. That's the second Wednesday.
Do we do third Wednesday of the month?
Wednesdays are my organizational days for my co-op, so sorry about that.
Okay, so it's Noni again? Okay.
Yes.
Somebody else
are
want to
Mondays
make a proposal?
Are Mondays after question, as with the originally scheduled date? Are Mondays impossible?
Okay.
We're going to just answer that. You can all look at the online calendar for KPFTX, but okay. Well, somebody was that Eileen?
Yeah, especially over the next month or two, I'm afraid, you know, the audit committee normally meets on Mondays, and we'll probably have more meetings than usual because we're closing in on some of these audits. Mondays for us are a little unpredictable. It depends on when auditors and accountants have the documents ready for us to review. But once they do, we've got to move on them. So I would have to prioritize the audit committee over this committee. And Grace is also on the audit committee.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
And I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. And I'm just noticing right now, already scheduled, already posted, are the personnel committee for the first Monday in July, and the strategic planning committee is the second and fourth Mondays in July. Okay, Grace?
Yes. Mondays are going to be pretty clogged with the personnel committee and the strategic planning committee. Tuesdays are pretty out of the question because there are programming committees and finance committee and possibly personnel committee meetings. I'm not sure about that, but a lot is going on in the personnel committee. So we're really limited to Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe the only other suggestion is Friday. Very few people like to meet on Friday, so Friday is more or less wide open.
Okay, well, we could just pick next month right now and then decide
sure. If
we can't, not sure okay. About a regular date, because I guess the audits will hopefully be not having the audit committee won't have to be meeting so often, maybe within a month or so. I'm not sure about personnel or strategic planning. Strategic planning is meeting twice next month because they had to reschedule a meeting for this month to make way for, I think it was the audit, I believe. So did somebody want to make, or let me just ask, who doesn't like Friday? Just say your name.
I don't like Friday.
No Fridays.
Michael White does not like Friday.
Okay, several people like Friday.
I typically Thursdays plan, but okay.
Okay, nobody's mentioned Thursday's bad, and we do have P&B meetings scheduled, usually the first Thursday of the month, and then frequently another Thursday. It's not always the same one, you know, like it's usually the third or fourth Thursday, but it depends on what comes up. And the P&B kind of has to take priority. So there's a possibility, you know, the P&B could bump another committee if the P&B has to meet, you know, some emergency.
Aki on the stack.
Yeah, Aki?
Maxie on the stack. Well.
Yeah, I'm looking at the July, and right now, Wednesday and Thursday are open on 3 weeks, 3rd and 4th, 17, 18. And 24, 25, so they're all open right now.
Right. Okay, Maxie?
Yeah, I just want to make a suggestion that, you know, members of the P&B, there's a lot of members on this call, a few I should say, who are on several committees. And I think we should give priority to folks who are not on the P&B who are on this call. Because I would suggest that we probably need to have a little bit more diversity in our different committees. And while I certainly don't want to suggest a date that would be prohibitive for members of the P&B, again, I just want to say that I think we should prioritize what works best for those who are not on it versus the other way around.
Okay. So in which case Thursday might be fine. That's because that's
Monday.
Usually when the P&B meets.
Yeah, or Monday.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
It sounds like a lot of us are on those Monday calls as well.
Yeah. Okay, does somebody want to make a suggestion for next month? A motion or something?
On the 17th of July.
Okay, that's Wednesday.
Okay, I believe Noni cannot make it on Wednesday. Is that correct?
Correct. I have a co-op obligations 3 Wednesdays a month. So what that means is I would have to desert my staff on those days. But I guess I will do my best to make it to, and you're saying 7:30 Pacific Standard Time for the meeting time?
Yeah.
Or 5:30?
No, it's 5:30
Pacific.
Yeah, and the meeting lasts for 2 hours?
Oh, okay.
Usually, yes.
Give or take.
Yeah. Yeah, those are Wednesdays are a tough co-op days for me.
You mentioned being on three.
But you can make it the other two.
Three wins.
So the first Wednesday is out of the question. Second Wednesday would work for me every month.
Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, the second
so
Wednesday is when three of our LSPs usually meet, though. So that wipes out.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Let me look at the fourth. Oh, that's the fourth Thursday. Okay, so a fourth Wednesday would work as well because it's the fourth Thursday that I'm tied up.
Okay.
First.
Okay, so the fourth Wednesday, we're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. July 24th.
Does anybody have a conflict with that? If we did it fourth Wednesday every month so we could plan ahead, how about you have a conflict with other future months also?
Sounds good to me.
Not hearing you. Okay. So
sounds good.
If there's no objection, I'll consider that a motion, and no objections to meeting on the fourth with Wednesday of each month.
Okay.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Great. All right.
Very good. Okay.
Does that take care of our meeting scheduling for now?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
If you did not get an automatic notification from the KPFDX server of this meeting, just please email me and let me know, and I'll make sure Audus gets you added. He's out this week, and so he probably won't make any changes this week, but we can get you added before the next committee meeting. Okay. Well, thank you. Let's see. Moving on, next item on the agenda was, scope of the committee?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who wants to speak on that?
Eileen to the stack.
Okay, Eileen.
I just looked in the bylaws and pretty much all it says is that the governance committee, I think, is a standing committee, and it shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. So that's kind of vague, but just so you all know what it says.
Okay.
And my question would be, when it says for governance of board activities, does that refer to the Pacifica National Board only, or does it also refer to local station boards?
I don't know. Anybody else want to weigh in?
I thought LSB committees of the,
Yeah, Rick? Go ahead, Rick.
No, I was told that the local station boards were high committees of the Pacifica National Board.
That's true.
Yeah, Maxie.
Okay. Maxie?
Yeah, I would assume that it would be national. And also having governance over local station boards. I was at PFW yesterday. There was an issue that came up, and one of the participants said, I want to take this up with the national board. So I think even the local station board thinks when issues of the bylaws come up that it should be taken to the national. So that would just be a national assumption to me.
Okay. I haven't been on this committee much in the past, I think only 1 year in the past, and I don't believe we ever talked about local matters, but governance matters, but I may be wrong. Anybody else?
It seems,
comment on
this? This is Michael White. It seems to me that if it's an item that's governing the local boards, but it's written in the national bylaws, then it has to be dealt with by the national committee. So, for instance, the prescription about public comment happens at every local board meeting, but that's in the national in the bylaws that pertains to everything. So it would seem to fall under our committee.
Okay. Other comments? Okay, I think Michael has made a good summary. I think that sounds reasonable to me. I guess if what specific issue comes up,
we repeat it?
Discuss it then. Yeah, Eileen?
No, I was just asking if he could repeat that so I can get it for the minute.
Yeah, Michael?
Sure. I was saying that if items of local governance are prescribed in the bylaws which govern the local boards, for instance, I gave the example of the prescription for public comment, then it is our committee that has to deal with it.
For public comment, the governance.
That's an example, yeah.
And these are proscriptions?
Prescriptions.
Did you say? Prescriptions.
Mm-hmm. Prescriptions.
Okay. All right.
Okay, got that?
Thank you.
And Maxie, were you trying to say something?
No, I'll withdraw. I was just going to say I think we need something that articulates settling disputes or conflict that may arise at the local that needs bylaw, this committee to review the bylaws and perhaps give some guidance. I don't know if we can go beyond that, but that would just seem to make sense. But that may be what was implied with what was just said.
Yeah.
If I can amplify on that,
okay,
I think our bylaws say that we're going to follow Robert's rules, and probably a question of whether or not Robert's rules should be interpreted one way or the other if it's in dispute should probably be resolved by the national board.
Okay. I'll just comment that, of course, the bylaws take precedence over Robert's rules. In the bylaws, it says that something to the effect that Robert's rules will apply if there's not something specifically covering the situation in the bylaws. But the bylaws do have a number of ambiguities and even inconsistencies in them. And that's led to lawsuits and lots of other problems. That's something I think this committee should be thinking about as amendments that would help to correct or clarify, or fix those ambiguities or inconsistencies. And we can get to that when we talk about amendments. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about on the scope of the committee? Okay. And again, all the committees the standing committees are defined in the bylaws, and this is a standing committee, as Eileen was saying earlier.
I have a question about
that. Yes, who's that?
This is Noni Session from KPFA.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we have a goal, or is the definition of a standing committee simply an ongoing review, or do we have a goal?
Anybody have an answer for that?
What are the standards of review? Are we simply reading through, searching for inconsistencies? Are we looking to strengthen governance? Are we going to amend bylaws? What is our function aside from reviewing the bylaws? Like, what is the outcome related to that?
Could we do on the stack?
Is it Aki? Yeah, go ahead, Aki.
Sure. I think that over the course of we do have all these inconsistencies that has gotten us into trouble. So I think that one of the goals would be that each of the members in this committee will know some of those instances, and we can bring those up at this committee and then, debate and resolve them And then once we have some idea of how to change it, we'll propose an amendment that would be then brought up to the PNB.
Yeah, this is Bill, and I agree. I think it is appropriate for this committee to make recommendations for changes in the bylaws or policies. That it's not required. The bylaws
okay,
allow
thanks for the,
to come from other
yeah,
places.
Thanks
too.
For, okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Okay. Can we move on to the next agenda item now?
Just, Bill, I'm sorry. Eileen to the stack. Eileen okay. from WPFW. Question. So we have these bylaws, but in some cases, like you said, ambiguity and inconsistencies, do we have, well, I guess we are updating or creating a number of new manuals for operations and finance manuals and employee manuals and human resources. So that can help us define a lot of things, but not everything. So I'm wondering if there's another mechanism for us to flesh out maybe some of the bylaws, you know, to be able to explain what does this mean in practice or how is this to be carried out or resolved or whatever. Do we have anything like that within Pacifica? I don't know if you would. I'm sorry.
Somebody want to answer that? If you can.
I have another point of inquiry that's maybe along those
okay.
lines. The reference.
If it's related to. And this is
James?
Michael?
Yeah, this is Michael White. Yeah.
Okay.
There was a reference to our knowing about inconsistencies or ambiguities. Is there an inventory of everything that people believe is an inconsistency or ambiguity that is easy to refer to somewhere?
Not that I know of, but we could start with things that we've been sued over, I guess. I don't know.
Max it to the stack.
Yeah, Maxi.
Yeah, in that same spirit, I would want to think that this committee would be angling towards creating a more perfect bylaw set of bylaws as sort of an overall goal, if not annually, perpetually. And to that end, you know, there are experts in crafting bylaws. There are folks who can review your existing bylaws and tell you what they think are weaknesses in how it's written or what is written in them. I think one of the elements that we should always be open to entertaining is having outside counsel or expertise or consultation to review them from an objective perspective and give us an idea as to things that we may have in there that are problematic just in terms of structure, et cetera, and make recommendations. Because I do think if this is a worthwhile endeavor, this committee, there should be goals to, if not radically, but certainly to modify the existing bylaws, again, towards that more perfect set.
Okay, thank you. Other people want to comment on that?
I lean to the SEC if nobody else wants to go.
Okay, Eileen.
Yeah, two things. I wonder if we'd want to get our parliamentarian on this committee to give us guidance at some point. Of course, he's more familiar with Robert's Rules of Order than Pacifica's bylaws, but he can certainly provide some kind of guidance. And the other thing is that if we were to take Maxie's idea, somebody's got a lot of background noise there. I'm sorry. If we were to take Maxie's idea of getting outsiders to review and critique our bylaws, is that something we want to you know, move on right away, or do we want to discuss that more? Yeah.
Can I address okay, that? It's Michael White.
Yeah, Michael, yeah. Go ahead.
I think if we ask someone from the outside to start reviewing it, I would begin by supplying them with our own work which would identify what I mentioned before, the inconsistencies, ambiguities that we know of. Mm-hmm. The one thing about asking someone to do that is I think we mostly would want to ask them to solve, think specifically about identified problems. I mean, my experience with lawyers is they tend to want to swing you over to their standard forms, and the Pacifica bylaws are very unlike almost any other set of bylaws I've encountered so far. But so we can't exactly do a wholesale replacement of what we've got with somebody else's boilerplate.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is Grace. Bill. Grace for the stack. Oh,
okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes. When we talk about having outside people suggest bylaws revisions or entirely different way to go about governing Pacifica, there are some main issues that I think we need to discuss and grapple with, and that is, number one, do we agree to continue to have elected boards, or do we want to move to appointed boards? Many nonprofits have appointed boards, so the kind of usual type of bylaw would be for an appointed board. There are nonprofits that have elected boards, but I don't know of any media outlets that have appointed boards. Elected boards. We may be unique in that regard. So it would be a waste of time and money to have our bylaws reviewed by someone if they're just going to suggest something that may be completely unacceptable to our current governance members. So that's one of the major things, whether we want to stick with appointed boards or stick with elected boards or move to appointed boards, that type of thing. The other thing is I would want to know how much this is going to cost. It'd probably be a lawyer who would give us advice about this, and it could be quite costly unless we can find somebody to volunteer to help us with this. So I think we need if someone would like to make a proposal of who we would consult with, how much they would cost us, what their credentials are, what their experience with this type of thing is. I don't think we can just go eeny, meeny, miny, moe and pick any old consultant to do it. It'd have to be a little decision about the cost and about who we would choose.
Noni on stack, please.
Okay, thank you.
Max, yeah.
Okay, Noni.
Forgive the background noise. I'm on the BART. I hope you can hear me.
We can.
Two things about that. One is I don't believe that the suggestion of reaching out to a consultant should supersede our initial review of the bylaws. And my suggestion around that is that we create a collective review schedule where we go article by article and clause by clause for a collective review. And then only then could we decide if we really needed to bring in a consultant. The second thing that I wanted to comment on is I personally, without a lot of background, but personally take issue with the suggestion that the most important issue for this committee is whether to go to appointed board members, especially since we're talking about community-owned radio. So the elections are critical to that process of not siloing this work away from the folks who are most concerned with what we do.
This is Grace with a point of personal privilege.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace. Your point.
Okay. I just want to make it clear that I am in favor personally of elected boards. I'm not saying that we should, I'm not even saying we should seriously consider appointed boards. I'm just saying that I would predict that a consultant might very well push us in the direction of appointed boards, because that's the more usual type of board structure for nonprofits than an elected structure. So I just wanted to bring that up because that's a if we decide that we definitely want to maintain elected boards, then that should be clear from the get-go, so that we don't hire a consultant or spend time with even a pro bono consultant who's trying to steer us in the direction of appointed boards.
Okay,
I hope that
it's
clear that I'm in favor
of
maintaining elected boards. Okay.
Let me just ask, who joined the call? I heard of.
This is V. Patel Adams from KPSC.
Okay, Venetia Patel Adams. Okay, thank you. And Maxie, you wanted to be on the stack?
Yeah, I just wanted to basically suggest that a good consultant never would steer you in a direction that you didn't already give them an idea that you're interested in going in. So I think we could be very clear, as Grace said at the very end, to articulate a preference towards an elected board versus a selected board. And there are variations on the themes of both. And so, again, I think a good consultant would be able to work with the framework that we provide them and just help us get to a space that we want to be. The other thing is I think we should never be afraid to explore what the cost is and who might be good to bring in as a third party. One of the things I've noticed in the 6 or 8 months I've been with Pacifica is we often have a disdain or resistance to people who have expertise, it seems. And I don't know too many people on this committee, and so maybe there are people on this committee who have expertise in bylaws. I don't know. But if there are people who have that, and I just don't know why we wouldn't at least, ascertain what our best practice is with respect to establishing bylaws, that kind of thing. And so I just want to put that on the table that I think we should always be open to the exploration and determination of what is best for us as an organization versus necessarily holding conservatively to what we have been doing all along, if you will.
Okay, thank you. And listen, Bill, let me just put myself in the sector. And we'll go ahead. Jack, or who was this?
That was my voice. Can I be on stack? It's Michael.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
I would just suggest that before people are hired, you have to scope out the work for which you're hiring them. And part of that, I believe, is being prepared and having done your homework, telling them what you at least think you know about your situation. They may tell you, that you're wrong or that you haven't thought things through or you should see things that you haven't seen before. But I think you have to define the scope of the work and tell them what you already know and what you think you want.
I would agree.
Okay. Okay. And this is Bill. And actually, I agree. And just to tell you all just a little bit about my background is in engineering. And I mean, this one I'm about to say is not specific to engineering, but engineers solve problems. And one of the things we learned all through school and everything else is you need to define the problem before you start coming up with the solutions. And sometimes people think they know what the problem is, and different people have different concepts of what the problem is. And if they don't agree on the problem, they're sure not going to agree on the solutions. And so I think a lot of times we're too anxious to jump to a solution or say we need to change this or that. But what we needed to discuss first is a problem. And I've seen that over and over again in Pacifica. And an example outside of government is like websites. I've seen stations redo websites every few years without ever coming up with a list in writing of what you want and what you want to keep and what you want changed and what new features. And so whoever's doing the work makes a lot of assumptions and they may be wrong. And we could do the same. We could have the same problem with bylaws. I think I'm really anxious to get the bylaws fixed. There are a lot of problems and it does cost us money through lawsuits and other things because of the inconsistencies and ambiguities. And there's also they're just really long. There's sections in there that I don't think have anything to do with factions or whatever, but, we repeat stuff from California Corporation Code, many pages and I think that's where it came from. It probably doesn't need to be in there, and we risk being inconsistent with California Corporation Code if the laws change and we don't change our bylaws to match. We probably should just reference the California Corporation Code and say we'll comply with, you know, that. That's, I'm not an attorney, though. We should ask an attorney, obviously. But I think there's even things like board size and the issue of whether we have elected or appointed board. There were good reasons of why the bylaws were changed and why, you know, because we were having problems in the 90s, big problems. And we're, you know, essentially the national board was forgetting about the mission. And so the bylaws were kind of a response to that. I'm kind of oversimplifying. And I think we need to write down for our own benefit, as well as if we go to outsiders first, go through it and make a list of why they're the way that we are now and what problem were we trying to address earlier, and then what we see are the current problems that we want to fix. And maybe we can do it ourselves, but I do agree that getting outside help sounds like a great idea. So expert help. Who else wants to speak?
Eileen to the stack.
Okay, let me see if anybody hasn't spoken yet wants to say something.
Yeah.
About this. Anyone? Okay, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I was just going to say somebody, I don't know if it was Michael White or somebody else, I like the idea of us going through all the bylaws first before going for outside help, because we might be able to identify a lot of problems that are already there and see just what does still seem like a problem that needs attention. I think that's a great idea. We just have to figure out how we would do that. Would we ask all of us to individually read through the entire bylaws and make our notes and then come together to discuss them one by one? Or how would we want to do that? Maybe somebody could, I don't know, come up with a suggestion for that.
Noni, I'll be back for that.
Okay. Noni?
Okay, then I have a follow-up after that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Noni, better, yeah. Uh-huh.
So just to respond directly to your question, which was my original suggestion, and I think it's unrealistic to presume that folks are going to be able to review the whole thing on their own comprehensively, but rather set up a review schedule with a timeline, and knowing that by some amount of months, we will have collectively reviewed all of the articles and clauses together. So if we set up a schedule, then it's much more manageable for folks to come to the meeting prepared and ready to engage.
Can I go on stack? It's Michael White.
Go ahead and then we'll
come back. No, that's fine. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, Michael.
So, you know, I've heard reference to experience with the bylaws, experience through lawsuits, and I know that I would greatly benefit by being informed by those who have had those experiences and can start a sort of a skeleton outline on which other people also with experience can start to hang things, and then the rest of us can review with the knowledge of what people already know from experience. Experience is the best way to flesh problems out.
Okay. And Eileen?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I don't know what our current auditors are going to say when they write their management letter for the 2017 audit, but in earlier audits, I think at least in 15 and 16, I believe 14 as well, they've all commented one way or another on our governance structure just being kind of unwieldy, and that it makes it hard for us to get things done. They've said this in one way or another, and I'm just wondering if that is something we want to take up as well. If we were to change the structure, I assume that would the bylaws would have to be rewritten in probably a lot of sections. Just wanted to mention.
Is it a stack on it?
Yeah, good point, Eileen. Maxie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only the auditors commented in that direction, but CPB also made a comment about their concerns with what they called over-governance, and even made suggestions, which I won't repeat now, but, I mean, I think when we consider the importance of CPB funding and how they review us historically because of our governance and some of the issues we've had there, and then also, as you mentioned, the auditors, that's pretty significant contributions to, you know, the viewpoint, if you will, on governance. So I do agree with you, Eileen. It's something we should at least give some deep thought to. And again, find if there's a better place that we can land in terms of how we move forward.
Okay, thank you.
This is Grace from the chat.
Okay, Grace.
Grace.
Democracy and elected boards are ugly, horrible, dysfunctional, and factionalized. And dictatorships are always more efficient. And usually there are no factions. So I don't know any democracy anywhere in the past or the present that hasn't been factionalized and difficult. That is the nature of democracy. And generally speaking, lots of people in society like smoother running boards that are in either the oligarchy or dictatorship mode because they are tend to be more efficient. But so I don't know. I think that's been the tradition of people suggesting that we scrap elected boards and we go to an appointed model, but that's a decision we have to come to. Those are suggestions coming from the CPB and other entities. Make it simpler, and maybe there's a halfway or a way to do it without getting rid of elections. I don't know.
Okay. Let me just ask those of you who've been on this committee before, is there a Yahoo group or Google group or some other email list for this group that already exists so we can share ideas more easily by email? Nobody knows? Okay.
We could make one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to make one. I mean, I can set up a Google group pretty quickly. Yahoo groups, you know, have file sections. Google groups, you know, let you use Google Docs, and, you know, there's privacy issues there, but if I don't think any of this stuff is going to be private, so anybody have a preference or suggestion, or do we need to worry about that? Because I have a feeling we're going to be writing a lot of things down and sharing it with each other. Is that Grace?
Bill? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we used to have a Yahoo group many years ago. I can try to search for it. I mean, it might be of some historical value, but I don't think it's anything recent. I don't know.
Okay.
I can check.
Okay, yeah, thanks. That'd be great. Well, let me just make a suggestion, not necessarily a motion, but see what you think. If we... I do think we need to write down what we see are problems, and it could be you can go through them in order, the bylaws. Maybe not everybody will agree on the problems, but I think that would be helpful to think about, see what problems we can get agreement on first, and especially the ones that are really impacting our operations and making our governments, you know, more unwieldy and dysfunctional. Some of the rest of you want to jump ahead and start going through them, the bylaws in order, or pick your specific article and work on that, that's okay too. I think we need to have some way of organizing all this and have it in writing so that people may want to jump from one article to another article, and there's some of the inconsistencies, ambiguities are between different articles even, so sometimes you can't just necessarily work on just one at a time. Or if you wanted to do something like change the size of the board. A lot of people talked about that, of the LSBs, for example. It's mentioned in the bylaws in several places, so you can't just change it in one place alone. But if I suggest we start making a list of problems and figure out a way we can share this online and make it public. We can invite other people, not only the committee, to comment. And if people want to start proposing solutions, we could have a separate list or categories for that. Does something like this make sense?
I like it.
Yep.
It's what I'm afraid of. The bylaws, you know, comprehensively,
hello?
Article by article, it may take a year and a half to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, is that Rick?
Yeah. Well, let's see. I have this Yahoo group email. Friends of KPFT, no spaces at yahoogroups.com. I mean, if people wanted to... Or do you think it'd be better just to set up something specifically for this committee?
For this
committee. Is Grace for the Stack. Grace for the Stack.
Hey, Grace.
There is a Yahoo group called Pacifica Parl, meaning Pacifica Parliamentary or something. Pacifica Parliamentary Resource. It has a lot of activity from 2004 to around 2010, with a little tiny bit of activity. Last activity was 2014. But before that, it probably has a lot of discussion about bylaws, amendments, and everything else. It may have been had a lot of... There were 62 members in this group. So I'll send you the link to this so you can look it over and see if it might have any value, and we can try to figure out who can join the group. It's allowing people to join. So
we need to know who the manager is so that we can, yeah, so we can add people and remove people that aren't there anymore, or leave them on if they want to be. Okay, but yeah, send us that information. That's great. So do we want to try to come up with a tentative plan on how to start moving forward on this? I guess other than set up a use that group or some other way, another group online where we can email each other more easily and start putting documents together that in categories that we can, you know, in folders so we can group similar things together.
This is Archie.
Yeah,
I'll volunteer. All they can do is setting up a group.
Okay. Well, check what Grace has first in case we can use that.
Yeah. I'll look at that. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. And I know just, for example, the finance committee, it's had a Yahoo group for a long time, and it has a file section, and it has folders for minutes, and in with that are subfolders for open session minutes and executive session minutes, and when each of those there's approved minutes and there's draft minutes. It's just an example. See, it helps you organize different things. And there's separate folders for budgets for each year and for each station, so you can make it easy to find what you're looking for, and anybody in the committee can upload files, and that would be something. If we could set up something like that would be nice. I know you can do that with Google Docs, too. I don't necessarily have a preference. But thank you, Aki. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about on this topic?
No, let's orders of the day.
Could people identify themselves and ask to be recognized?
Yeah, it really helps the secretary. That was Rick Potoff.
Sorry. Rick Potoff, orders of the day.
And I'm sorry, we haven't dealt with one of the points on the agenda.
Okay. Which one was that?
Well, we kind of skipped to bylaws. Organization.
Oh, well, it was going to be last.
Files. Oh,
yeah,
it was?
We haven't
I thought bylaws was
yeah.
last.
Right. The bylaws was last, right. We haven't gotten to that one yet. That's what I meant.
Oh, this has not been bylaws. This has been part of scope?
Right.
I think okay. This is, yeah. Maybe we kind of...
I think we oozed over, kind
of,
yeah.
Of yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for noticing that. Thank you. to keep us back on track. And Rick was, maybe that's what Rick was getting at too. Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's see. The next item was going to be organize and access Pacifica files and documents. And of course, we were just talking about the documents for this committee, but I assume Eileen was talking about a bigger issue. So go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I didn't know that about the Finance Committee, but that's kind of an example where it's great that the Finance Committee knows where all that is, but I never knew it. And as being on the Audit Committee and having to provide things to the auditors, you know, I had to, like, track down whoever on the Finance Committee might have had those files for... Was it 2016? I don't even remember now. I think we need a place either on our own Pacifica servers or a Dropbox or Google Files or whatever where everything is stored, even if it's duplicated. You know, all the Finance Committee minutes, et cetera, are stored, all the audit committee minutes, all the P&D minutes. And, you know, with somebody, whoever is, you know, you have an administrator of the setup who can grant and withdraw access to any folder or, folders and trees, things like that. Because I think, you know, I was trying to talk to the previous P&B secretary, pardon me, before Bill took over, and, you know, can we get all the P&B minutes? And did she know where they were? And she knew where some of them were, but not all of them. So it's partly the minutes. It's also, you know, other kinds of documents. Sometimes people want to look at, you know, our articles of incorporation. Does anybody know where to find them without fail? Things like that. So there's plenty of documents that people could, you know, might want to look at. And I'm sure there's lots of other categories of things. I just think we need to have a central repository of all these things so that, you know, we don't have to go chasing them down. And also, you know, the other idea that I mentioned that I don't think exists is to go back through and pull out resolutions so we know what is and isn't, hasn't actually been approved or voted on and passed by the PNB, you know, whatever kind of resolution that might hold at the moment that some of us don't even know about. That background noise is really bad. Can somebody mute their phone? Whoever's, thank you. So that would be a project, of course. You know, we might want to figure out how to do that, split it up, find volunteers to go through old minutes. I'm not sure. But as an idea, you know, I'd love to hear what other people think.
Aki, for the sec.
Okay, Aki.
Yeah, right now there is a mechanism to upload minutes, you know, to the KPFTX.
But that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. Okay. If you want to give the auditors, you know, a year's worth of minutes, I don't really want to have to go and download, you know, that many minutes.
Every single meeting. That's true. Okay.
Thank you.
This is Grace with Shaq.
Yeah, and I'll just say I've been doing some of that to collect some of the past minutes for the auditors here. But go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, Eileen, I think your suggestion is very good, very good. I think that we need to allocate a little bit of money to have this occur and also contact our National Pacifica technical staff, national office staff, and see what they suggest. Because I agree with you, trying to fish around for the minutes on the KPFTX website is just too difficult. And finding the motions also is difficult.
Yes.
Max, it is back.
Okay, Maxie?
Yeah, I would agree as well, and it might be useful to point our next national office higher in that direction for someone who could accumulate that material and work with the IT to create the kind of digital library, if you will, a repository that you satisfy the organization. So I think it's a great idea, and I can take that up with the rest of the national office staff if the committee so chooses or wants that.
This is Michael White for STAC.
Okay, Michael.
I think that we need something on the Pacifica site. It's confusing for people who don't understand the idiosyncrasy to be going to sites other than Pacifica for information. I think we need to be thinking in terms of what the members and committee members are going to need, but also there has to be we need more information up that should be available to the public. And then there's categories of things.
Okay, guys, signing off. Looking forward to reading the notes. Bye-bye. Thanks.
There should be things that are easy to find for employees as well. So, for instance, and, you know, our sexual harassment policies and code of contact, et cetera, should be easy to find. And most actually, you can look at government agencies. I used to work for government agencies, and they do stuff like this. You know, they do have access to a lot of this kind of information and, you know, thought through in a very similar fashion, knowing that the public needs to know, and there need to be a lot of policies that are easy to find and generically assembled.
Okay, thank you. Who else wants to talk about this?
Absolutely.
I'll just say, it's Bill again. You know, we've talked about this actually for years, and I agree. It is really important. And the longer we go on, the more documents have accumulated, and it makes it hard to find stuff. And I remember trying to find some, like, past minutes. And I do have some. Some years, when, especially when I wasn't on the PNB, I don't have them, and it's really hard to find them. And I think even a staff person is going to have trouble. I think it's going to take people on this committee and people we know who used to be in governance, for example, to go back and find some of this stuff. But I agree this would be very helpful for multiple reasons. And maybe we can put our heads together and, you know, say, well, I've got minutes for this year or I've got minutes for that year. And then putting them all in a document, one document, instead of on a whole bunch of different web pages so you can do a global search. Yeah, would be very helpful.
Eileen to the stack.
Okay. Eileen?
Yeah, just to say, I'm sorry I'm nerdy about this, but I've worked on this stuff before. Yeah, we'd also want to make sure, you know, to be careful about how we name our files. We could come up with naming conventions to make it easy to find things. You know, how do we put the date into the file name, and how do we indicate which committee it is or what kind of document it is? So, you know, we don't want to just have a bunch of files named in a higgledy-piggledy way, you know. I just wanted to caution that, because otherwise it's really easy to get lost in a forest of files, of electronic files. Just as a note.
That's very true.
I'm done.
Who else? Let me say, I guess what would be helpful is to have maybe one or two people as coordinator or coordinators, at least initially, to start asking around who has, like, minutes. That seems to be one of the big things for certain years. Would that be a good place to start? Or do we need something else more urgent that we need to look for? Policies,
Maxie to the
again.
Back.
Yeah, Maxie?
Yeah, I like what Eileen said. I think you're almost trying to get someone to serve in an archivist role or a librarian role. And so, to me, the first step should be defining the systems or system that we need to employ for this purpose, so that we have a good interface with the public, but also utility for staff, board, et cetera. And so someone who could map that out, come up with the design, if you will, I think that's a good first step. And then looking both forward and backward as to what needs to go in on that website or how we're going to categorize the stuff, I think is the next step.
Okay, thank you. Who else? Let me just ask Maxie, is it reasonable, I think Eileen or somebody suggested this, that this go on Pacifica.org in a separate section? We already have, for example, those of you may not know, but you know, there's a tab on Pacifica.org that's for financials. It's got audits that go back about 10 years ago.
Yeah. I lean to the stack. I have a comment on that.
Okay, Eileen?
Yeah, I went through all of those documents, and a lot of them are labeled incorrectly. They're on the wrong year's page. I have it straightened out. I have been saving it for the right time, and a suggestion for how to put it on the website to make it easier to deal with. So I could send that around, or I could just send it to Otis or Fred if he does those things. Who works on that website? Is it just Otis?
Otis and Don Amila. One thing about audit, well, you know, I'm sure you know Eileen, and those of you in the audit committee, but IRS has a different way of naming, identifying years than
we're on the government fiscal year, so you know your document might say it's the 2015 audit because your year started in 2015, but for us it's our fiscal year 2016. So I think people who were putting it up on the website got confused there. And some things are on the wrong years. So I've renamed everything and that needed renaming, and I've got it straightened out. I've got it all in a folder.
Okay. So it's IRS
what do I do
year,
with that? Should I,
fiscal year.
I've got it on our fiscal years, yes.
Yeah, Maxie, should she just send that to Otis and John?
At this point, yes. But I wonder what format those documents are in. Are they PDFs? Are they something else?
Yes.
And so,
I can send it all to you first if you want, Max.
No, I really don't. I think John and Otis is best until we come up with a system. But John and Otis.
Okay, or if anybody else, wants to look it over just for,
But I'm glad you did it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it. I guess I didn't have anything else to do one day. Let me just say I have I'm missing a couple. I have pretty much 2006 through 2016. So, I'd look for somebody else to look at it just so I'm not the only one putting it out there. Do I have any volunteers? It won't take you very long.
Won't you clarify what?
All right, I'll just
do.
I made up a little chart of what the web page could look like. I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. I'll send that out and people can tell me what they think. It's not much to look at. Okay, I'll do that.
Send it to the committee?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. I guess.
All right.
Okay.
And let me see, I forget, maybe you already got this in the moment. Did somebody already agree to set up a group, a Yahoo group or Google group for us, an email list? Or we're just looking into it? Aki was going to check to see what already exists, is that right?
Right.
Okay. Well, let me know, and then if we have a question, we'll ask the committee, but if we need to set up a new one, we can do that. Okay. Other comments about this issue of organizing and access to Pacifica files and documents? Should we start making a list right now of just the kind of documents that should be priorities? Because we could... we could spend a lot of work on this, and we might need to get the more important ones first.
Mm-hmm.
like minutes, for example, P&B minutes, and maybe secondarily committee minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we also need to have something up that says whose members, currently board members and committee members, et cetera.
You mean for different years?
Well, at least, immediately and then going backwards,
Okay, let me tell you, does everybody know there is this easy way to see who's on the current, any of the committees? Using KPFDX, do people know how to do that? Or do I need to, I can explain it real easily if you don't need.
I learned it.
Go to kpfdx.org. That's KPFT with an X at the end. The same place we have our meetings calendar and audio archives and all that. But if you go to the calendar, go to the homepage there, you click on a link that's kind of near the top left. Let me see what it looks like. Forget. I think it says link to. No, wait a minute. You have to find it. Calendar. Link to Pacifica Monthly View. Okay, that takes you to the meetings calendar. And then click on the number. So you find a committee you're interested in, or the P&B, and click on the number of the day. Like for today, let me go there. This is June 13th. So I click on the number 13 that's on the June calendar, and that will bring up more details about the meetings for today, including this committee right now. And over to the right, where it says Governance Committee, there's a link that says Committee Members. Click on that, and it will give you all the names and the stations that they're associated with, all of us. And that's what I was looking at. That's probably what Grace was looking at, I assume, when she was calling the roll at the beginning of the meeting, so we know who's supposed to be on it. And that's one of the things we worked on a few weeks ago when we found that not everybody was on there. And so you can find out who's on any committee. You don't have to be – it's open to the public. Now, if you have a login to KPFDX, you can also get their contact information. So if you need to email or call somebody on the committee, you can do that if you have a login to KPFDX.
Does that also work for everyone who's on a local station board as well?
Yes. Find a meeting for the LSP. There's different ways of finding that, but the easiest way is find, like on the 12th, there's several LSBs that meet then. So you click on the number 12, and then you find the LSB that you're interested in, and it'll say committee members too, because the LSBs are committees of the national board also. And this will also work even for local committees, as long as the chair or secretary of that committee has given the information to Otis so that he knows who's on the committee. And that way those people also get – those are the people that get the automatic meeting notifications of meetings that are posted on KPFDX. So that's the other reason why those committee lists should be accurate, so that everybody gets notified. This is kind of a governance issue, so I guess that does have to do with this committee. Anything I forgot to say that's important about this?
No, I see what you say.
Okay. And, we need a little tutorial or manual on it. All these things that we have to just find out about kind of by accident, I guess.
It is a little indirect, though. I mean, if a organization doesn't have a meeting scheduled, you can't find out who the members are.
You can. Let's see. There's another way of finding. I think you have to be logged in. If you have a login to KPFDX, I know a lot of you do. If you're a committee chair or an LSB chair or secretary, you should have a login to KPFDX, or ask somebody who has a login, and then they can log in. And once you log in, then there's another. There's some additional menu items underneath the calendar, and one of them is committee lists. And you can look at it that way.
Shouldn't the information be public?
Well, not contact information, but the names are public. Anybody can do this, what I was just describing.
So where is the committee list located once you've logged in?
Okay, you have to log in, and then you go back to the big calendar. After you log in, you have a choice of the big calendar or a small one.
Ah, okay, got it.
Calendar,
okay, I see it.
You know, okay. Meeting. Yeah. So all below right, the big meeting.
Okay.
In the
yeah,
calendar.
Right.
But if you click on that,
cool.
It'll be
all right. Oh, I see. I'm looking at the ones for KPFK, and we're missing. I need to get Otis some of the information there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he probably just doesn't. And he's off this week, so he probably won't reply to an email if you send it now. But you know, after.
All right,
like
but I'll go through these and make sure they're all up to date. And get it to him. Okay. Thanks so much. That's really helpful.
And who was that? Is that Michael?
Michael Adler.
Okay. Michael Adler. Okay, great. Yeah, I forget we have several Michaels on this committee. Okay.
At least, yeah, three.
Oh, yeah, okay. So anyway, I would suggest we think about what to prioritize and talk to the documents to start organizing. Now, different people are going to have different things. I think PNB minutes, especially committee minutes, maybe less important, but they should be there. Policies.
Yes.
Some of these are documents that are approved by the PNB, like we had a personnel handbook that was approved earlier this year. For example,
uh-huh.
And somebody mentioned sexual harassment policy. All these things, yeah, should be easy for people to find. Not just board
personnel,
members, but
yes.
Staff. And
uh-huh. Absolutely.
So I have one question regarding the bylaws. When I go to look at the bylaws, I see the 2016 bylaws. Do those include any updates that have been 2016?
There haven't been any updates since then. No amendments have been approved since.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
a lot of
actually
get some things fixed.
Yeah.
The other thing is there's a very helpful reference page to an older set of bylaws. Although I'm able to find things pretty well in the current ones. But has there been any thought to do the heavy indexing like was done in a previous set of bylaws? You know what I'm referring to?
There's an online
annotated,
request
you know,
for clarification.
Yeah, go ahead, Eileen.
I'm sorry. Yeah, on the website, there's on the drop down, there's bylaws and then indexed bylaws. So I was trying to figure out who was speaking.
It was Michael Adler. So if you go to pacifica.org/kew.org/bylaws/index, there's this index. Which I think is an older version of bylaws. And then if you go to pacifica.org/pnb_bylaws.php, you have the 2016 bylaws as a giant PDF.
Oh.
This is Bill. I think they're the same. Now, to find these, if you're not following us, go to pacifica.org. And click on the tab at the top that says PNB, and under that there's bylaws, and then there's index bylaws. And the index bylaws came from, I believe, the KPFK election working group. They had created this initially, and they have so it's a separate web page for each section, for each article. And then I believe Otis and Otis McClay and John Amila maintain this now, I think. And I think it was updated to match the current bylaws, I believe. But I'm not sure.
Okay, it says it goes up to 2014, but I'm not
right.
Sure.
But we should ask. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I was going to say we should ask Otis or John Almela if they've kept up this indexed page or not. Because like Michael just said, it says it goes through 2014, the amendments, that is. But we don't know.
Yeah. I'd suggest, especially those of you on this committee, but anybody in every regard, you should download the whole bylaws because it's so much easier to search for stuff if it's all in one document. And you can, you know, type in a few keywords and find it because it's all in one PDF. It just saves time. Should we make a list of maybe links that perhaps that should be added to Pacifica.org for helping the public or anybody else find things like who's on which committees? Like I say, I described how to find that, but It's not real obvious. You know how to find it? Would that be a logical place to do it? Somewhere on pacifica.org?
Absolutely.
Yeah, add a page with links. Uh-huh. That'd be cool.
Okay. Okay. All right. Any other suggestions on types of documents we need to be looking for and organizing, or other information that we maybe already have somewhere, but it's hard to find?
I'm sure people will think of more things along the way.
Okay. I'm making some notes myself here, too.
And just to clarify, we're talking, these are two different things with some overlap, right? Organizing the documents and making certain things available on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two different, two different things with, okay.
Okay.
I just want
Shall we move on to bylaws amendments? Just in case you haven't heard, okay, the PNB has decided that we're going to restart the bylaws amendment process that was started last December, I believe, in January, because there were not apparently not proper on-air notices, at least not at all the stations, maybe not at any of the stations, I'm not sure, for those amendments. They were noticed online for months, but the bylaws in Article 17, which has the amendment process, Article 17, Section 1. Make sure you're looking at Section 1, because Section 2 has to do with amending the Articles of Incorporation, and that's not what we're talking about. So the amending the bylaws requires a lot of on-air notices, and I'm not sure they've ever been – I don't think they've ever been noticed as much as what the bylaws calls for. It calls for three times a day for 45 days, and that's an awful lot on every station. And so, we decided we're going to try to do the best we can and make that happen. That means we're going to have to reopen another period, timetable for bylaws amendment. And a lot of us would like to get that done pretty soon. So if you're thinking of any bylaws, favorite bylaws amendments you'd like to get in, you know, soon, we need to get those submitted soon. And we may be setting a timetable at one of the upcoming PNB meetings, although that hasn't been decided yet. Some of the ones that were proposed last time we're going to be bringing back again, sometimes in a revised form, maybe some new ones. So think about that. They don't have to go through this committee. This is a good place to talk about them, but, you know, they don't have to. I think all of you know that. Any six directors can propose a bylaws amendment. But it sure helps to get it reviewed by different people first so that you don't have, you know, some error in it that can't be corrected once it's been posted.
Okay.
Anybody have anything you want to say about bylaws amendments like that? Any specifics or?
Michael White.
Okay. Yeah, Michael?
I'm thinking that when the amendments are offered, having a good statement and explanation of each amendment, basically, making it clear and, you know, selling why it should be passed, should be provided to accompany the amendment. There was confusion at our LSB meeting when we were addressing the amendments as to, you know, which was which and why it should be adopted. And, you know, just however clear we can make that for people would be helpful.
Right. I agree. And I've seen the others. For the last 5 or 10 years, it's been customary. It's not required that, whoever writes it, or sometimes it's several people that write one, you know, will provide a summary of what it does, you know, in like a paragraph, a few sentences, and then a rationale for why this is needed. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, if it were a piece of legislation, it would be the statement in support.
Yeah. And so that does help. It releases a lot of confusion, and especially if people don't read them thoroughly beforehand and ask questions before it's time to vote on them. Okay. And there were some in this last batch that could have had better explanations, I guess. Okay. We're almost out of time, but we have about 15 minutes if anybody wants to talk any more about this or anything else. I think this is the last item for the agenda, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn. This is Rick Paul.
Okay. Okay, Rick. Is there any objection? Okay, well, hearing none, then we'll see you all on, we'll be communicating by email. Okay, let's do that. What's your email, please? And I hope people will jump in to help with some of these tasks that we've talked about. And then we'll be meeting again on, what day did we decide? The fourth
July
Wednesday of
24th.
Next month. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a
thank
question.
You, Bill. Thank you, Eileen.
Yeah, thank you very
everyone.
Much.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.